again. Let's begin with prayer. Our great merciful God in heaven, again, thank you so much that we are able to be called your family, that we have been given the opportunity for eternal life through the sacrifice of your Son. We pray, God, that you will keep that guiding watch your hand on us to keep us going on the right path. We pray always that what we do and what we say may be in accordance with your word and your will in all things that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You said the Delgados won't be here. There was some reason that I didn't hear that.
No, I don't know. I don't hear. Okay, so what number do you want? Oh, you don't know? Okay.
Your number's up.
Your number's up.
That's true.
Which one should I try first?
539.
539. Let's try 539.
Pick one.
Yes, I know this one. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. So still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
You have one yet?
I'm still coming after you. I'm gonna go on to the next one. Okay, Clarence. 548. 548. Yay. 548. 548.
I have found a friend in Jesus. He's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Okay, skipping over to the other side.
Okay, 454.
454. Four, five, four. Rock of Ages. Wash me, Savior, or I die.
Jesse.
410.
My precious Savior suffered pain and agony, he bore it all that I might live. He broke the bonds of sin and set the captive free. He bore it all that I might live. He bore it all that I might see his shining face. He bore it all. Condemned to die, but Jesus took my place. He bore it all that I might live.
Savior trod he for it all, that I might live. Between two thieves they crucified the Son of God, he bore it all, that I might live.
He bore it all, that I might see his shining face,
he bore it all, that I might live. I stood condemned to die, but Jesus took my place, he bore it all, that I might live.
After we read this, why? Philippians chapter 2, first four verses. He says, therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship in the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy in being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. I think that probably one of the little portions of things, that's one of the things that carries the most meaning to me, because this is one of the creeds that we live by. When I was with a bicycle group for a couple of years when I was in junior high, we rode our bicycles from Vancouver, Canada to Tijuana, Mexico one summer, and that was one of the creeds that we lived by. And we were trained by an Olympic bicyclist from Colombia, and we learned a lot of things about taking care of maintenance on the bicycles and how to ride and how to use the gears and how to assist everybody. And we actually learned how to come up beside somebody and give them a push up the hills when they couldn't make it, when they're starting to really bog down. And that was one of the things that we lived by. We were looking out for each other. We said, this is, we have to make it. We rode in between 35 and 40 miles a day. And it was our goal, it was our mission to make sure that everybody else in our group made it to the end. Rather, it was my responsibility to make sure that you made it. And it was your responsibility to make sure that he made it. And over there, that was the way it was. You looked out for everybody else before yourself. And Paul is really kind of emphasizing that in a broader sense. But as you well know me, I think in kind of a micro area. Global thought to me is hard. I think in a more micro area. This is what this is. And I think Paul is concentrating more in a micro that ends up in global, but he's like, take care of each other. Think the same as each other, but it's not restricting independent thought. It's not restricting independent opinion, because what's he really saying? Be of one mind, be of one thought. One mind and one thought is God is one. God is the only. That's the one thought. It doesn't restrict independent opinion. The dirt is gray. No, it's not. It's brown. Well, that's your thought. That's okay. That's all right. I'm all right with that. But that's where he's saying, be of one mind. And then he stretches out a little bit more. He says, and this is what I mean by be of one mind. Be of one thought. Be of one care. Look out for each other. And don't be self-important. It's very, very important in that little piece of lessons. Don't be self-important. And that makes it a whole lot easier to look out for everybody else because they're more important than you are. And as we've lived through our work life and we've lived through other things, we know, you know, sometimes you find in the chain of, well, military, in the chain of command, other people are more important than you are by rank, by position, by knowledge, by whatever. Look to that. Be open to that, and that will make it easier for you to care for others because that's the direction you're thinking in the first place. And I think that's the lesson that Paul was trying to teach, and that's the reason why I look to that. And we we wore that scripture every day when I was writing, because on the back of our shirt said Philippians 2:3-4. We wore that. We lived it. And that's very important to me. Okay. We continue on. Dennis?
470.
470.
I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning, then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved the air I do give, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved the air I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Amy?
456.
456.
As I journey here in the toil and tear, there's a rainbow in the cloud. He will safely lead, I must have no fear. There's a rainbow in the cloud. There's a rainbow. Races run and the victory's won. There's a rainbow in the cloud. When the storms all pass, comes a brighter day. There's a rainbow in the cloud. In that city fair, there's a crown to wear. There's a rainbow. There's a rainbow.
Christ's race is run and the victory's won.
There's a rainbow.
Okay, last chance. Let's look at 633. See what's up with that. And if I don't, guess what? He's here. Skip it. This is the last one, unless she comes up with some more.
Oh, I took the book. I thought you could bring a book. Sorry.
I was, but then I wasn't sure if I'd bring it back. So.
Oh.
Draw out the lifeline across the dark way. There is a brotherhood someone should say. Somebody's brother, who then will dare to throw out the lifeline that's peril to share. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is drifting away. Throw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. Someone is sinking today. Soon will the season of rescue be o'er. Soon they will drift to eternity's shore. Hasten, my brother, O time for dear.